What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. Ecoms account for 5% of older Americans' CFPB complaints. Increasing calls to move the HECM out of FHA's MMI fund. Washington State imposes a fine for deceptive advertising. And our housing and stock markets entering in another asset bubble. You're listening to episode 487 for Monday, October 23rd. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us once again. Just a quick note, go to HECMworld.com today, and you're going to find our video where we discuss the calls, the increasing calls, I should say, to move the reverse mortgage out of FHA's MMI fund and also the reasons for it. We have some great clips there that you can see of some of the recent congressional comments as well. So again, at HECMworld.com. Now on to our first story. Reverse mortgages account for 5% of the CFPB's mortgage complaints. That is for older Americans, 62 and older. One of the complaints that caught me by surprise were those who said they were unable to access their line of credit. Perhaps there was some confusion on the process, but not surprising were issues related to mandatory tax and insurance payments. The CFPB also noted that many of the complaints for the home equity conversion mortgage were focused on issues early in the mortgage process, and that one quarter of the HECM complaints revolved around applying for a new mortgage or a refinance, or even the closing process itself. Seeing that many of the complaints are focused on the refinance or the origination of the reverse mortgage or the early issues in the mortgage process really should be a smoke alarm alerting us to the fact that we need to communicate better with our clients before, during, and after the sale, especially to let them know what to expect, how to access their line of credit, again, driving home the point to pay their property taxes and homeowner insurance obligations, and also that they need to reach out to you if they have an issue. Of course, they can contact the servicer, but again, communication and education are really going to be key to reduce our internal complaints and also the overall complaints related to HECMs filed with the CFPB. And this next story may have been born from complaints that the reverse mortgage program is unnecessarily and unfairly burdening the overall FHA insurance program. Ben Carson recently expressed support for removal of the HECM from the Mutual Mortgage Insurance Fund, and he said so before Congress. This sentiment was once only expressed by a few select think tanks and a few industry pundits, but it has gained popularity recently, of course, with the comments from Secretary Ben Carson and also Mortgage Banker Association President and CEO David Stevens. He told Reverse Mortgage Daily in an interview that the extent of the volatility each year was just mind-numbing, and because you were literally biting your nails before the November release wondering how bad the HECM program was. What's it going to do to the fund this year? It's a pure toss-up. And that pure toss-up is reflected in the wild swings in the actuarial value of the reverse mortgage program. In other words, HUD's projected economic valuation of the program over several years. And it's really swung from a positive $6.8 billion to a negative $7.7 billion figure. That's in just 1 year. Stevens provided some good insight into why the valuation may be so schizophrenic, in my opinion, for a number of reasons. One is the projected interest rates that would be charged over time, and also the sensitivity to home price forecast, that is appreciation. Just a small change in those assumptions can wildly change the projected value of the fund. With the HECM's future economic value being wildly unpredictable and also increasing calls to move us out of the fund, you can probably say it's a safe bet that we will return, once again, to the General Insurance Special Risk Fund. And there are pluses and minuses. One of the benefits is that we are no longer under the 2% capital ratio requirement under federal law if we are moved out of the MMI fund. But the General Insurance Special Risk Fund does require some infusion from the Treasury. When it comes to compliance and advertising, there are sins of commission and also sins of omission that may come to haunt you. And recently, Washington State charged high-tech lending with claims of deceptive and misleading reverse mortgage advertising dating back to 2013. This according to the Department of Financial Services. They're seeking $300,000 in fine from the Heckam lender, as well as a cease and desist order regarding the offending advertisements. Yes, reverse mortgages and advertising are held to a higher standard, and one of the brochures that was cited in the complaint was Mortgage Solutions for Seniors. They said that the 9-page booklet did not include all the potential situations where one could face foreclosure or how to avoid it, and omitted a discussion of mortgage insurance premium fees, but said they also touted the Heckam's government insurance backing. Hightech Lending has responded quickly, and its president, Don Curry, said, HTL took swift and decisive action, emphasizing that the taxes and insurance must be paid in all reverse mortgage loan advertising to avoid foreclosure, as well as ensuring that all our marketing materials meet state and federal guidelines. And to provide their perspective, Curry added, these materials were limited in scope and distribution as they were only used by one of our 8 licensed Washington branches. Upon notice from the DFI of their problematic nature, we immediately discontinued their use. HTL has over 50 licensed branches operating in 18 states, and this is the only instance of a regulatory violation for our use of marketing materials in over 10 years. Unfortunately, violations are easy to come into and difficult to get out of, and in this age of over-disclosure, the need to check all of your advertising for compliance is extremely important and also necessary, especially if you're operating across several locations. And in our last story, are both the housing and stock markets in another asset bubble? Housing values are rising steadily in most major markets, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average just broke a new historic level of 23,000. Let's look at some of the issues. Underlying fundamentals, corporate earnings versus the stock price, interest rates, and the unemployment rate. Now, on the bright side, the unemployment rate has been dropping steadily this year. Interest rates are somewhat moderate thanks to the Federal Reserve. An unemployment rate, at least a low unemployment rate, is one of the key leading economic indicators of a recovering economy. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve. The current Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen is interviewing for a second term. However, Politico reports that President Donald Trump is leaning toward appointing Federal Reserve Governor Jerome Powell as the new Fed chairman. He's not the most popular choice, but perhaps palatable. He's more hawkish on interest rates, and he may be looking to prevent another bubble, looking at inflation versus interest rates. He would be likely to be confirmed by the Senate if appointed. Most economists believe that if interest rates do increase, you'll see conservative investors return to fixed-rate assets, perhaps with bank deposits, versus taking the risk in the equities market. And of course, that could cause the overall market indices to drop. And with rising interest rates, we could see a lessened demand on housing. And of course, housing values could somewhat plateau. The Trump administration has put much focus on really bolstering the economy, but of course that could be decided in part by the new Federal Reserve chairman, and thus the president is going to look for someone who is more philosophically compatible with his goals and also his desired outcome. Now, when it comes to Yellen, she has been supported but also criticized by many for being slow to pull back economic stimulus measures such as quantitative easing and to increase interest rates perhaps a little bit more aggressively. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for you, the reverse mortgage professional. Be sure to watch our latest breaking videos and articles at heckamworld.com. Don't forget you can subscribe to listen to future episodes at the iTunes Store and also at podbean.com. Thank you again, as always, for listening, and we'll see you here again next week.